We are awesome, I think.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh shit, I almost fucking fell. Yeah. Yo, by the way, man, y'all have just tuned in to the Masturbator. Feel me? I know what you're gonna be doing all night. Listening, laughing, getting updated on shit you ain't probably know about. Feel me? That's why you're in the right place at the right time. Starting shit, let's do this.
Hold up your drink. You not tune in to this show here. You can hashtag that thing. We masturbators out here. Got the phone lines on bump. No need for no clearance. Got your ass in there crunk. Tap your ass off. I know you in tears. You know we gotta keep it real. Thanks for tuning in, though. We up until by 12. You know they put in on the show. Present your music here. We'll tell you how hard it goes. Tell me this how you feel. Real talk. Hey, just let me know. You got sunny in this beat. Now watch my winky work. I made this song for you, girl. Now watch that dingy twerk. We got all the topics, got all the news. Masturbating, we cutting the food. Everybody just coming through. Call the line, just for something to do. Now get it, now get it. Press one if you with it. I don't want to hear. I'm sorry, girl, just forget it. These masturbators, dude. Usually, you know what I'm saying? But I had to make sure I made an exclusive show song. Feel me? I had to make it too long, too short. Feel me? So I had to make it like, that's right. You got me? Trish was good, cuz. And don't get jealous about shout out Trish. That's my cousin, you know what I'm saying? So all y'all that's sitting there with your arms tied in shit right now, suck it up.
Oh, man.
And debate, goddammit.
Oh, man.
Son, I'm out this motherfucker, you feel me?
Yo.
Oh, man.
You already know what it is. Oh, man. You already know it's the masturbators. The haters are hating, man. You already know what it is. Welcome to another edition. We got a crazy show for y'all. But first, you already know who it is. You already know who it be. Your boy, DJ Walk Phrases. You already know how I do it. Hit me up on Twitter at WillLickForCable. And hit me up on Instagram. Hit me on there at WillLickForCable as well. And hit up the Facebook, Walk Phrases. Put all that and hit up the hashtag. But enough of me. Let me introduce the cast, man. The cast we got on tonight. First, we got my brother from another mother, the co-founder of the Masturbators. We got your boy, Clint Beastwood, a.k.a. the goddamn Dre and Banner, man. Tell him what it is, bro.
Hey, man, what's really good, man? It be the boy, Trizzy, man. Shout out to all, and shout out to all. I don't even know where I was trying to go with that, but it just sounded cool, so I just ran with it. So shout out to all you niggas. Make sure y'all tweet the hashtag Masturbators, yo team Trizzy. Yo, turn the fuck up, man. Follow me on Twitter at AntiChill, because chill is a myth. I will get more in depth with it, but I ain't even got the time. But fuck with the boy, this be the man, Trizzy. AntiChill be the Twitter. Fuck with the boy. Oh, blah.
Yeah, my nigga DT. Next, we got my sister from another Lisa. We got your girl, Mada.
Hey, crowd goes wild. Everybody screaming, candy's being thrown at me. Hey, anyways, it is your girl, Mada. You can follow me on Twitter at MARA, the letter X, VILLA. Same name on Instagram. Fuck with me. You know what to do. Hit my mentions with the hey boo. I will follow that ass back. Prayers go out to everybody in Afghanistan right now that, you know, lost their lives. We've been hearing some crazy stories. So my prayers go out to all the family, to JR. Keep them safe. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, next. I'm done.
Yep. Shout outs. And next, we're going to get into next host. You know what I'm saying? My other brother. You already know who he is, man. Your boy Ron the Don. Mr. Go Hard.
Rubber band man, wild as a telephant, rose from right 50, large in my other hand. Who I'm is? Mr. Boy Run D Almighty, you feel me? Follow me on Twitter at JesusQuish. You feel me? Tiny pink shirt, tiny pink pants, man. It's not a movement. I didn't start it. Thank you, base God. I am listening, and I will keep you in my prayers because you're awesome, and you've done a great job today. Back to you, Walt.
That's what it is, man. Going to wait for got some other hosts coming in for y'all, but I guess we're going to start off the show, you know what I'm saying? Mar, do you got anything you want to start off with, maybe?
Okay, so everybody knows what's going on right now. If you don't know, we're having, like, are we battling up for war right now? Because North Korea is talking about nuclear attacks on us and shit, so how do you guys feel about that? What if the army just showed up to your house tomorrow and it says, hey, we're going to war and you need to fight if you're over 18? How do you feel about that? Guys, I'm going to go ahead and start with Trizzy. Like, what would you do?
Ouch. Well, what would I do if they had to draft all over again?
Yes.
The better question is, what could you do? Like, if they have that draft, if they bring that draft back, I mean, it won't be nothing to do but go.
Ali?
Me, I'm not a, you know what I'm saying, I support all our troops and what they do for our country, and I really appreciate it. But me, I just don't see myself doing it. But, I guess if they, I would pull a motherfucking Muhammad Ali. Like, I would motherfucking try to refuse. Like, I just, and it's not, and it, let me tell you why I would refuse. I would refuse more so of the aspect. Well, then again, when it comes down to North Korea and they impose their will upon us, then that's another conversation. But the other general war back then, when they tried to draft people and get people in, most of the time we was going over to their country and, you know, imposing something on them. And I'm not too fond of the idea of just going over there and, like, starting some shit with them for reason and, like, killing innocent people. Like, I'm not a big fan of that, so I think that's a big reason why he refused it back then, and that's probably a reason why I would refuse it too. But, you know, with them imposing that will upon us and, like, declaring it with us, then I guess I'd be a little bit more open to joining it. I would still not be happy because they did it against my will, something I didn't want to do. But, shit, what can you do?
Okay. All right, so Ron, how would you feel if they just showed up at your house tomorrow, threw you in a truck and said, hey, you fighting?
All right, military shows up at my house. Oh, yeah, this is Ron, by the way. Military shows up at my house. Your country needs you, son. What about the days when I need my country? Well, that's a different story. Would I go? I'm with Trizzy. Nah, just for the fact that I don't believe in fighting a war that I didn't start, you feel me? I don't see the point anywhere. I don't even know why North Korea is trying to attack. Honestly, I just heard about something about communism, and that's all I saw about it. And I don't even know the in-depth reason to it. What they hate about us, what we do. Y'all don't like our J's because y'all can't afford J's? I don't know. Me, military guy shows up to my door. He's like, hey, we need you. Come on, bruh. I'm going to pretend like I'm a track star, and I'm going to take off running. Okay? I don't want to get shot. I've been shot by a BB gun. I didn't like that. I don't want to get shot. That's all I'm going to say about that. I mean, like, just straight up, I don't want to get shot, stabbed. I don't want to get shot, stabbed. I don't want a paper cut. Nigga, you ever had a paper cut, nigga? I don't want a paper cut. I don't want nobody to braid my hair. Like, leave me alone. North Korea. Like, North Korea, please. There is plenty of land out there that you can play with. Go fight Brazil. Leave us alone. What do we do to you? Let me just make this quick. But let me be serious for real. If it did come down to the point where they needed to draft me, I would, honestly, I'm going to be honest with y'all, I'd go because I'm already in a selective service anyway, and there's nothing I can do about it. So, yeah.
Okay, so what's the service? There you go. You heard it from him. Okay, so, Walt, how do you feel?
You know, I'm kind of with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like what Ron said, you know, why should I be in the war, you know, because I didn't start it. And why should I be forced to go, you know, fight a war? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't got, you know, nothing against the people who fight for the country now because, you know, I give it up to them for fighting for our country and doing what they do. But, that, you know, just me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, that just ain't me. You know what I'm saying? I just can't do it. You have to Ali me or something, or, You know, I have to turn into Usain Bolt. You know what I'm saying?
You can hide, maybe. You can run, but you can't hide.
Gotta run longer than you can, but.
I don't even like tweezing my eyebrows, so I ain't trying to go to war with nobody. I think I would play that whole Jesus card where, you know, my faith doesn't allow me to murder anybody. That's just me personally. I don't want to go fighting nobody. I would feel bad because I feel bad for kids, so I feel bad if I kill a guy over there. That's somebody's father, and I'm going to feel some type of way about that. Just like I know when our families go out there, there's fathers, dads, brothers, sons, you know, like they're leaving somebody behind too. So either way, it's losing. But as far as this nuclear attack shit, I definitely think, you know, it's like a mosquito and we just gonna like kill it. That's it.
And you know, North Korea has been saying they've been threatening us for like the last 5 years now, just forever. Like, I mean, I don't believe it. Like they can say that, and if they do try, like Mars said, we'll just swipe it out there like a Matumbo block, and you know, just you know, not in my house today. Like seriously,
no.
I don't think they, you know, have that type of power to even, you know, harm us like that. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
You know, that's just what I think. So,
can I look? Well, I want to say this. We all know, well, you know, without pulling the race card, we all know that those people are smart. They are very intelligent people, and they're capable of. Mind you, that a lot of different things come from Korea, like you know, like China. A lot of things are made in Korea as well, so they're not to be undermined or underestimated. They are very intelligent individuals, and somebody that, as far as I knew, that we was partnering with. I don't know, like, what side of Korea we was working with to get our, you know, products and, you know, things we use in our daily lives. But, okay, cool. But, you know, they are, furthermore, they're still Koreans, whether they stay on North or South. So, I mean, they're intelligent people. So, I mean, they're very capable of doing something devastating or, you know what I'm saying, like releasing, like, a nuclear bomb. I understand that the United States is well-prepared, and we probably are more advanced as far as weaponry and our defense. But, hey, I mean, you can't underestimate them. And more importantly, just for this last safety blanket, don't underestimate God. Like, it doesn't matter what they have or what we have. You know, I think God has the final say-so in what goes on between the two nations or the two countries or, you know, whatever. So, like, why y'all leaning towards, you know, picking which side you want to jump on or, you know, who got the bigger guns, you know, face your God and, you know, pray to him. And I promise you with enough prayer and enough uplifting spirits and encouragement, and I promise you we will prevail no matter who has the bigger weapons or, you know what I'm saying, who imposed the attack where. No war is bigger than God because God is above all. Trizzy.
Okay, so like Trizzy was talking about, God, you know, God is great. God has been so good. Let me tell y'all about God real quick. I went to go and pay my phone bill today, right? I'm with Sprint, so my bill is like $209 a month. So I went to go pay my phone bill today. And as I'm calling, you know how they have a little automated system where it tells you how much your bill is? So yeah. I call in, and they tell me, I owe $8. So I'm sitting here like, why do I only owe $8? What is going on? I'm thinking the automated system is on some, like, crazy shit. So I call Sprint, and I'm over here talking to, I don't know his name, Jabib or somebody, some Arabian that's trying to be American, somebody out here. Bad English. It was really bad English. Okay, so
right.
I'm speaking to this guy out there, and I'm over here talking to him like, hey, you know, I just called this automated system. It's telling me my bill's $8. What is really going on? He's like, oh, well, your bill was paid. And I'm like, how is my bill paid? Because I'm calling to make a payment right now. Well, Sprint went and put my deposit when I first got my phones, you know, they went and put my deposit on my account. So my bill was like only $8. So needless to say, God was good today. I was extremely happy that was $200 in my pocket. So, you know, you just got to praise Jesus sometimes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Hallelujah. Straight up.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I have to say it because, you know, that was unexpected. Don't laugh at me because, you know, that was a proud moment for me.
Thank you.
Very
praise the Lord.
You're welcome.
Praise the Lord.
Bro, you said Lord, bro. Not it's Lord.
Exactly. Y'all said have a new year, so I just said praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Heard of Animal Bunker. My voice.
I hate Tyler Perry movies, man. Back to yo. Get the mic. Get the ball, Marta, please.
I can't even deal with
that. We got Slim on now.
All right.
Okay, so Slim, we were talking about war. Now you're in the Army, so how do you feel about this North Korea thing?
Me personally, I know I'm in the Army, but I really don't pay attention to it until it actually hits home. Until they send me that paperwork and say, hey, helper, you got to pack your bag, you got to go. Yeah, I kind of ain't paying it no mind because, I mean, y'all just don't, like, it's not publicized a lot, but this ain't the first time North Korea threatened the United States or nothing like that. Like, it's not the first time, and I'm pretty sure it won't be the last. I don't really think it's going to get as big as, like, Iraq and all of that because, he went to China to ask China for backing, and y'all know we owe China, like, trillions. I said trillions, not billions, but trillions of dollars. So China ain't trying to blow ass up because they're trying to get their money.
Right.
So he ain't got nobody in his corner. So it's not – I really don't think – I'm really not – giving it too much thought. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not, like, preparing for it, but then again, like, I work in public affairs. What the hell?
What the hell?
Oh, okay. But anyway, I work in public affairs in the Army, so I work in public affairs, meaning I just write newspaper articles and shit, so I ain't really got too much to worry about. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, since Slim being in the Army and shit like that, since she ain't going to take it serious, I'm going to just sit back, relax, and eat my Cheerios. But,
right.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I'm not saying, cool. I'm not telling people don't take it serious. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is, like, if Obama still cool, like, well, he don't smoke Newports no more. He quit. But because Obama still cool. Throwing back
Obama
a cold. He used to, but he quit.
Oh, man. Fun fact.
So I'm just saying, like, because Obama's throwing back a cold one right now, I'm throwing back a cold one right now. When Obama put his cold one down, my cold one going down, too. I'm on alert.
Right.
I'm following my boss right now.
Fun
fact.
Okay.
My God.
This
thing. He's a raggedy ass insert.
Right, really? Fuck, really, Kendrick Lamar? Fuck that.
Okay, well, so let's switch up the mind a little bit.
It's a coincidence, Treason said it, so I had to put it on. But let's go.
Just to switch up the vibe a little bit, just because, I always bring something for you to the table. So my question for the guys tonight is, this is my serious question, though. If you have a small penis, do you fake it till you make it? Like, if a girl and you just start talking and hold on, listen, if a girl and you just start talking and, you're trying to build this and you guys haven't had sex yet or all that junk, do you come out and tell her, hey, I have a pinky penis, or do you just go ahead and wait until you smash and she's just completely disappointed? Like, I want to know how guys would go about this.
It depends on the guy, though, Mata, because, like, I'm not gonna lie, like I like my men a little chunky, like I like me an old big daddy. You know what I'm saying? I need to
Can I go ahead and just let me go ahead and get this out of the way real quick. Slim's a big daddy. Right. Let me just go ahead and say right now, Slim, boo.
I ain't no big daddy, boo.
I'm just going to be honest.
Listen,
I ain't got to do none of that because this tongue game is off the chain. Look,
she
doesn't mean like that, though. Bro.
Listen,
she
anyway.
Like, you big daddy.
I'm saying, like, I need to feel like I'm with a teddy bear. So, like, my last teddy bear, right, he was a little larger than life. But it's
are we talking about? Okay, so hold on. So you're saying that you like your guys chunky as in fat. Okay, so what about, because it's perceived that, you know, bigger guys have, like, you know, smaller penises. So
they usually
you,
do.
So, are you saying that you ride for the pinkies? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that I ride for the pinkies. I'm just saying, like, I done ran across some big daddies that been, like, you know what I'm saying? I was fighting, you know, I'm running, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not, like, sometimes it is about that stroke game. Like, I prefer size over stroke, but when it comes to my big daddies, you know, mind frame changed. Anyway.
Okay, so I would just take that as, Ron, you rock it with a pinky then, right?
No, what's going on is I'm rocking with what science calls average.
I was not speaking from my present. I was speaking of my past.
Okay, well then, Ron, I got to say then, you know, going into her, it must be, like, extremely tight because she ain't had nothing in. I think she's still a virgin. I think that's still declared as a virgin. But, okay, the question was for the guys. So, Trizzy, would you fake it till you make it if your penis is not up to par? How you going about that?
Well, let me tell you something. Yo, just speaking from a real nigga. Like... I'm not gonna throw the number out there, but out of the bodies, I think it depends on all in all, for women and men. Yo, it depends on the person. It depends on the woman and the man, because it depends on what it takes for her to be satisfied. Like, some people, if that's what you're used to, and you're used to having sex, then you need to be a little bit more gifted. In that nature, but you know what I'm saying? Even if you are used to it, but you're not used to having sex that much, like, you know what I'm saying? You can be pleased in a, you know what I'm saying, in a different way. But me personally, on my end of the stick, like, I never had a problem pleasing my girlfriend or a set out or a freak for that nature. Like, I just never had a problem. And I'm, by all means, I'm nowhere near somebody that I drop my pants down, you faint. But at the same time, I'm that guy. Matter of fact, this is why I want to throw myself as B. I'm the guy you look at and you may laugh. At the same time,
okay.
I'm the guy. Can I get this last part
go
out?
Go ahead. I'm coming at you.
Yeah, yeah. And no, I can already know what you're finna say.
Go ahead.
Mata wants to
embarrass us. That's what Mata wants.
No. She's gonna attack me about how I used to flex. But
go
anyway,
ahead, go ahead.
But at the same time, I'm that guy that's gonna have you looking like shook. I'm gonna shake you up. I'm gonna hit you with something you never had before. Like, you're gonna be very surprised at me. So you
that's
know,
my
hey, I'm ex.
Like,
I got it. It's like what?
But then, like, that's how my big daddies do. Like, they be
right,
like,
right,
they,
right. No, but everybody ain't like me though, Slim. No, all big daddies ain't like me.
I'm just saying, they always see me with something like, you know, out of guard. Like, you know, I don't be expecting
right,
to
right, right,
get
right.
Get on the wind and get a little tired. All right, Slim, now you got to put in a little work. Like,
okay.
You know, that's the problem.
Okay.
They catch the second wind.
All right, so Trizzy, what you basically telling me is, these whole first four seasons, you've been faking it to make it. That's what you're saying to me. You just answered the whole question. Because for the first four seasons, Trizzy has been claiming that he has that elephant trunk. So Trizzy has officially... You heard it here first. You heard it here first. All masturbators, you heard it here first. Make sure you mark down the date and time. Trizzy has just announced that he does fake it to make it.
Hey, hold on real quick. In my defense, Mata, but at the same time, you did have a personal a witness that said about this such greatness. Now, I don't know, like, I didn't have her to say that, but so, like I said, that's how you know it goes. It depends on the girl.
I don't believe that. You can pay attention.
That's all
I'm saying.
Did she call in?
Yeah, I remember that episode, bro.
Okay, then. So
I remember that because they wanted to get all your jump offs on.
Exactly. So they wanted to, when they trying to air me out that night, they tried to get
six women to call in. That was pretty funny. That was funny.
So, I mean, hey, man.
It was your fault, though.
You're right, though. I tell you what, though.
Okay, yeah. All right. So, Walt, we're going to keep it moving. Walt, would you fake it to make it?
Well, okay. Well, no, I mean, just like what Trizzy was saying, you know, it all depends on the person, because, you know, you probably got some women that, you know, I mean, no. You got some women that, you know, that don't really care about the size, and you got some that be like, oh, get that little shit out of here. But, yeah, I mean, when it comes to me, you know, and I'm not going to fake it and make it, because me personally, I still have the Paul Bunyan hand, and, look, let me tell you something. My girl is happy. It's all about the
talk
stroke.
To him,
yeah.
Nigga. Hey,
look. I ain't saying my dick is a saint, or it's larger than life, but it's the job done, okay?
Man, it's all
and,
how you fuck a bit, man. You fuck that bit right.
Yeah.
You in there, nigga. Straight up.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny Green voice. Stroke game jackrabbit. I'm out.
Okay, We're going to keep this moving. Trizzy, we got a 619 number on the board. You want to go ahead and let that in?
Yes. All right.
Call me Roger Rabbit when you're in that thing.
Right. We'll take this caller from the 619. Last four digits, 4974. You're now live with the Masturbators. What's good?
Damn, you might as well have said my whole number, fam.
Yeah, but I'm saying though,
like, what the fuck?
Everybody who doesn't know, this is Slay Snacks. I'm Saving Hoes on Twitter. Make sure you know you check him out. Follow
Mario.
Me. All the hashtags. But yeah.
I'm Saving Hoes. Yo, it's the whole Saving in the building, man.
This motherfucker want to talk shit though, man. But anyway, about this whole fake it till you make it shit. I mean, you got a radio show. You had a little, you know what I'm saying? I had to say I had a fucking tennis dick. I'm speaking to Trizzy right now, you know what I'm saying? Of course he's going to say that shit, because you don't want to know. His followers be like, oh, he got a little ass dick. I'm going to follow this nigga, because who want to follow a little ass dick nigga? I mean, no homo. I don't follow any niggas, you know what I'm saying? They got to be cool, but I'm just saying. I myself, motherfucker, I would never say I have a little ass dick. I've never been told that, so I would never fucking disagree to that shit, you know what I'm saying? My shit a little bit above average, but ain't the biggest dick in the goddamn world. Never had a dissatisfied customer coming towards my fucking penis. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway,
to the real shit, though. Okay. Motherfuckers use this word chilling, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can you constantly say that you be chilling and shit? Like, if I look at your tweets or I look at your Facebook posts or whatever case may be, your little social media fix in person, you quiet as a mouse, but you constantly saying, like, oh, I'm chilling. Like, your whole career is based around chilling, you know what I'm saying? You don't roast, you don't crack jokes and shit. You just sit there with your dick up your fucking ass and shit, looking stupid, laughing at other motherfuckers' jokes and shit.
Right.
How does that correlate to fucking damn chilling, though? I'm saying, like, hey.
What is chill?
Like, y'all see me online all day, cracking jokes. No matter if it's a girl, guy, fucking grandma, fucking autistic child, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Actually, earlier, it was funny as fuck. I was at a movie, like, 2 days ago. I was seeing G.I. Joe in 3D and shit. Shit was dumb as fuck. Go check it out, though. And the dude was riding around a fucking wheelchair. His mom was pushing him. He's, like, doing, like, a fucking bankhead bounce in the chair and shit. And I couldn't help but to cry laughing and shit. And the lady got mad at me. Like, I did something wrong. I'm like, that's your son being all retired and shit in that goddamn chair. You should have bugged his ass out. We got into an argument for like 10 minutes ago. And she got so mad, she stuck on Spanish. And I was like, look at here, lady. You can either take him back to Mexico. You know what I'm saying? We right fucking next door to the fucking board. I'm in Arizona right now and shit. Or you get the fuck out of my goddamn face. So either way, he going to still be over here fucking damn doing a fucking Cupid shuffle in the chair. I'm still going to be laughing. So when I say I'm chilling, I really mean I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fucking, that's why I'm done right now. I'm done with that little moment in time. Until something else comes up, I could go on today, you know what I'm saying?
Fair
you
enough.
Can't come at me. Your fucking all right, jokes all right, go
so
from,
Slave.
So,
Slave, you chilling?
Right now? Nah, I'm kind of hype right now.
Are you drunk?
Hell no, nah, I just got done roasting some of my brother and his fucking friends and shit.
Oh, God. Okay, so,
yep.
If y'all are on Twitter and you go to I'm Saving Hoes page, you know, you could definitely catch him roasting people 24/7. Definitely somebody funny to follow and to check out and fuck with. We're going to keep him on the line for a little bit longer. So I have another question, though. Do you guys feel like the day after pill should be available to girls younger than 18?
Wait, first and foremost, when, where is it? To what age is it available by default?
Well, you could buy it over the counter. A girl can buy the day after pill over the counter at 18. So do you feel like a 15, 16-year-old should be able to go and pick up that pill if need be without any, like, having a parent around and shit like that? Do you feel like that's something good, Trizzy?
Right. Hell yeah. These bitches need to be saved. Like, well, hold on, right, real quick. Yo, it depends on the side effects of it. Like, I'm not too far in debt with it. All I know is that it stops you from being, it saves the fact that you was a hoe the night before. That's all I really know about it. But as far as the side effects and, you know what I'm saying, what could possibly go wrong with you, I think that's kind of a, you know what I'm saying, a factor in it. But if it doesn't have, like, extra terrible side effects like most medicines have, even that shit that's come down to clearing your eyes up, they say that shit can kill you. So if it's not something that, like, really puts your life at jeopardy, then I feel as though all bitches should be able to buy it. And like I said, women, little girls around in our next generation, our kids or our kids' kids, yo, those little bitches going to be on birth control at 13 years old. So, I mean, hey, get ready for it. They might as well. Straight up.
Slim, if your daughter came to you 14 years old and was like, hey, I need the day after pill, what you going to do?
How old is she again?
She's 14.
She ain't gonna need no day after pill. I'm gonna beat the shit out of her.
Right. I kill her.
At home, boy. Mean, I'm a baby out of her.
Slim's so ratchet, yo.
Like, I'm not gonna like. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's. I disagree with being. I mean, I disagree with the whole day after pill situation. Anyway, like, I feel like if you put yourself in a situation like that the night before, and the guy you slept with, you feel like he's not worthy enough to be a father to a, you know, he's not worthy enough to be a father to a possible child that you may be carrying, you probably shouldn't have slept with him in the first place. That's my theory. But, I mean, since we have it, it's in place, I still think you need, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when you go to the doctor to get birth control, if you're under the age of 18, matter of fact, even when you're 18, if you're still going to a pediatrician, you still have to have your parents' permission. So I feel like if you're 18 and you're still in high school and you're still in your mother's house, you should still have to get your parents' permission because you're technically not grown.
All right.
I can agree with what Slim's saying, but at the same time, you know, if a kid truly wants to fuck, I don't give a fuck how old they are. If a child really wants to fuck, they gonna go out and have sex. So I'm gonna make sure any precaution is taken where I ain't gotta have no goddamn grandbabies. So if that takes me putting my girl on birth control the second she has her period, that's what the fuck is gonna happen. That's it. That's
right.
All. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's what's gonna happen. So
right.
I mean, I'm not
knocking the birth control situation at all because I've been on birth control since I was 15. Never mind. Anyway, I've been on birth control since I was 15. I wasn't having sex at that time, but you know what I'm saying. Birth control helped regulate my cycle, and it helped my cycle. You know what I'm saying? Not be as dramatic as it was. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was just But I knew what birth control could do, but it did not, you know, make me. Some girls be like, oh, well, some parents will be like, oh, if you put on, you know, you put on birth, put your child on birth control, that's gonna make them want to go out and have sex. If they make me want to go out and have sex, shit. At 15, never mind. Anywho, just keep moving.
Okay. Anyways, all right. So, Ron, if your daughter came home and said, hey, I need the day after pill, and she's 14 years old, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna give her that what the fuck stare first. All right. But then I'm going to take it to buy the shit, because at least she's being honest. I'm not going to be mad, because I believe that pill is better than just getting an abortion, because abortion scared the fuck out of me. But anyways, you know, I'll be okay with my daughter buying that pill. I'll just, you know, she's about to be grown anyways in a year. So, yeah, you know, the little 17-year-old should be able to get the pill, but they should only be, like, 17, you know what I'm saying? Let's drop it just an age, like 17. Let's not drop it to 16. That's just weird as fuck. I don't want to see no pregnant 16-year-olds. That's gay. Yeah. I'm done.
What the hell? I'm sorry. I just saw a picture on Instagram of a girl pregnant at 6 weeks and her belly's already like huge. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, 6 weeks, you really showing? But okay, anyways. So Slave, how do you feel about that?
Well, see, first off, every girl I fuck with, they know me as Derek Williams, which ain't my real name, so I wouldn't have that problem. secondly, if it was a girl I knew for a long time, and if she had a girl, we get an abortion off rip. I'm only having sons. I'm just that serious. So this question is kind of immune to my answer.
I'm not raising no hoes, by the way.
Damn straight, I'm not raising no hoes, yo. I saved the hoes, so I'm not going to raise one. You feel me?
Nah,
you good.
Let's thank God you have a boy. All right. So, Walt.
You're going to be a hoe.
All right. So, Walt, how do you feel about that?
If you came to me at 14 asking me about the pill, I'll be highly upset. I mean, come on now. Girl's 14, you know what I'm saying? I'll be mad. But, you know, I'll do anything, you know, for not to have that baby. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't, we can't have young hoes in this world. You know what I'm saying? We can't have young hoes in this world, man. I mean, that just ain't right. And, you know, for a daughter, if I had a daughter, you know, I'd be totally upset. Just like Slade said, we getting an abortion, or you know, maybe if the pills gonna help, then you know I get the pills. But you know, it's just, you know, to see your little girl doing that at a young age, it just, you know, it's gonna do something to you. You know what I'm saying? And I actually know somebody that happened to. But you know, I probably had to beat her ass like that dude did. Them two girls tried to make that trick video. Y'all seen that?
Yeah.
I don't even want to have daughters. Because if I have a daughter, you know how they say your child comes out like does the shit that you did as you were a child? I was bad as fuck when I was a kid. The shit I did, like, when I wanted something, you know, I went out and got it as far as, you know, all that. Yeah, anyways. But I don't want no damn daughter.
Hey, can I go left with this? I want to go left and say that's what I want. Like, I want that, and let me tell you why. Well, actually, I can't like put it like word for word why, but I guess it's just that instinct and the little daddy's little girl thing. But like, I don't feel like, I just feel as though y'all just automatically put it out there like all y'all thought was gonna be hoes off the muscle. Like I don't think that lowly of my parenting. Like, I feel as though if I know it's still not on my parenting, whether, you know, 'cause I think a lot of hoes that's hoes now, I think some of them had good parents. They just chose the company they kept, birds of a feather flock together. But still, with that being said and done, if I do happen to have a daughter, like, I'm not going to flip all out about it and get scared and worried and shit, because that means the second guessing what I can do as a parent and how I can teach them. So I really, me personally, like, I would like to have one. Women what makes the world go round. So, I mean, I really wouldn't care. That's me personally, though. That's just Trizzy. That's Trizzy aspect on it, because I feel like, though, that I could take care of that girl, or I can raise her with the mother, of course. But hey, that's about, yo, just like saying the girl you had about, yo, she was a whore too. So I mean, like, why would you even be having kids with a whore anyway? So I mean, that's kind of biased. So that's kind of crazy. But I mean, me personally, I wouldn't mind having a daughter, because
yo,
I don't feel
y'all
like
Trizzy,
she'll be a hoe by default.
Trizzy saying he wouldn't mind having a daughter until he walk in the house one day and see both of the two football players in her ass. That's getting neither here nor there.
No,
I would feel bad for
Trizzy to have daughters. I feel like Trizzy's daughters will come out looking just like him, like Butch Dyke. So,
I'm out.
Don't
come
feel
out
like,
and me,
I don't feel like Trizzy should be trying to have a daughter. I'm sorry.
Dog,
but let's keep the daughters to somebody, you know, let's keep them to the, I ain't even going to go there. We just going to keep them to somebody else in general, period.
Anyway.
But make sure, if y'all have an opinion on this whole situation, make sure you're pressing one. We definitely want to talk to you. You know, Trizzy, you can handle that if somebody comes through.
Yeah,
and
you know what I'm saying? I guess I'll take one when you get there, what you're saying.
Go ahead.
All right, yo, well, you know what I'm saying? I guess we'll jump into this caller from the 267, last four digits, 23783. You're now on live with the Masturbators. What's really good? Okay, the weekly call from Freddie E. He came in, said, what's up, and left again.
New Day.
My nigga. All right, well, we'll keep it on going.
That wasn't Freddie Heat. That was Muhammad Ali, bro. He got, you know, he dropped his phone. He got Parkinson's.
Paulo,
dead.
Right. Well, we'll keep it right on going. And okay. All right. Now everybody's want to call in now. Beautiful. Yo, star pressing one. We'll take this caller from the 434, last four digits, 5521. You're now live with the Masturbators. What's good?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
This is Misha.
What's your Twitter name?
Misha. Miss underscore Buffy underscore baby.
Okay. Where you calling from?
Virginia.
Okay. What's your name?
Hey, how you doing?
Miss Buffy. What you want to speak on, Miss Buffy, baby?
I wanted to speak on the whole Plan B thing with the underage girls because I don't like the whole thing anyway. I don't care what the age is, but if I had a daughter who was 14 and she come to me about it, she's getting smacked and she's not getting it, plain and simple. She's going to have the baby. If you were grown enough to lay down and have sex, you going to have the baby. Point blank period. That's that.
Understandable to a certain extent.
No, there is no certain extent. Like, you going to learn from your mistakes for some fact. I feel as though if your child go out and get pregnant and come to you and you say, okay, yeah, come on, baby, let's go get this pill, then they going to think it's okay for them to keep on going on having sex and keep getting pregnant and keep buying pills.
Well, let me say something about that. That's when it becomes your thing to let them know that, you know, just like you said, you know, you make a mistake, but you can only make a mistake one time. So, like, if it becomes repetitive, then that's, you know what I'm saying, that's a behavior. And then you're not making mistakes. You're just being a hoe on purpose. And another thing about you saying, like, you learn from your mistakes, the problem with that is that, okay, well, you got to have this child because you made the mistake. Now you got to learn from it. You almost placing that child's life as an experiment. So the parent, your parenthood is almost an experiment saying, like, okay, I got to go through this because I made a mistake. And that's why it's a lot of hoes out here now, realistically speaking, because their mothers, you know,
it's a lot of hoes out here now for the simple fact that when you were 14 and you went and got pregnant, you took your daughter to have an abortion, and she feel like, it's okay, I'm going to keep on going to get an abortion every time I get pregnant. I have a friend, and every time she's got pregnant, she's went and got an abortion, and I guess she feels that it is okay. That's why if it was my 14-year-old daughter, like, no, it's not going to happen. You're going to go and you're going to have this baby.
Isn't that how all the good stories are? See, this friend that I have this friend.
Right.
I just think
that mothers, especially that young, I just think that's what's ruining, like, girls or little dudes. Like, if your mother is 14, like, how much can she teach you? She has
right.
no foundation. She doesn't know anything. So,
she
like, saying,
shit.
Oh, well, you 14, and it's your turn to be a mother because you chose to sleep with somebody. Like, I just feel as though that's still putting that child's life as an experiment. Because
that's
she's 14.
That mother should help guide their child into raising another
you
child.
You could say if or shoulda, coulda, woulda, but that ain't what happened. So with that being said, the child is still an experiment with a 14-year-old mother. Like, what can a 14-year-old mother teach? Like, I don't understand. Like, what could that mother do for that child possibly? I understand that it's happened, and there's been times in the past where it's been successful.
You
want
to know something, to be honest with you? It might, she, at the age of 14, you're right, it's not a whole lot that you can teach, but becoming a mother, it matures you in a way that you wouldn't even know. When I first got pregnant and had my first child, I was 18. Matter of fact, I got pregnant at 18. I had her at 19. But it matures you, and it teaches you a lot that you wouldn't even think about. At 14, yeah, it might not mature you as much, but it will mature you. And if you have a good mother, then she can help you too.
All right, here's my only combat to that. And then,
I don't care,
you know,
about
that,
your
we'll
only
let it
combat.
Ride. Even when it comes down to don't forget, maturity doesn't define you being a good parent. Being maturity doesn't define this saying, like, hey, look, Hey, man, I'm a cheer. I'm a good dad. No, my
Stella.
Nigga. That still don't define to make you a good parent just because you're mature. So,
back.
Yeah, you might have matured like a motherfucker. You might have went from 18 years old to 38, but that still didn't automatically make you a good parent by just because you matured. So, still, my argument still is out there. Just because you're 14, when you're 14, you don't know anything. You could be mature as a motherfucker and be dumb as hell. So, like, I'm still scratching my head there. I'm not saying, of course, Misha.
How you going to be
Misha,
mature and be done? Mature
is how
my
you act.
My baby mother.
Right. Mature is how you act, not what you know. So, I mean, hey, you can be mature as a motherfucker. I knew plenty of mature people in special ed when I was in school. I don't know where you went to school at, but some of them motherfuckers were mature as a motherfucker. They didn't laugh. They didn't joke around. They didn't do anything.
They
just sat there and be mature. But they was dumb as hell. So, I mean, that didn't, you know, and I wouldn't want them to raise a kid just because they were mature, just because they took everything serious. So I'm just saying, that's just something to combat with that. But I ain't trying to argue with you, baby.
We gonna jump into the next caller, though. Thank you for giving your opinion.
Fuck your opinion, bro.
She said, "I don't give a fuck about your comeback, though."
I told her that.
Okay. So, you know, make sure you press the one. Keep pressing one. We definitely want to hear from you.
Hell no, it's about 100 of these motherfuckers. Stop pressing one.
Go
hell. What do you? No, don't press one. Don't keep pressing it. No, I'm just kidding.
You
want to take, right? Get people think their thoughts. We'll take this caller from the 209, last four digits 7127. You're now live with the Masturbators.
Hello.
What's good? Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
My name is Jenica.
Your name is who?
Pink.
Oh, okay, Tink. I thought you said your name was Jenka. I was about to hang up. Okay, Tink. What's your Twitter name?
Lady_Tink.
Where you calling from?
California.
Already. What you want to speak on, Tink?
I called in when the caller was talking, so I don't know what y'all really talking about.
Okay,
we're talking about birth control for younger ages. Do you feel like at 14 years old, your daughter should be able to go in and buy the day after pill?
Yeah. I had my daughter at 15, and I got pregnant at 14, so I would have wanted to take the pill if I could.
Okay, there you go. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Somebody who's been there, done that. Okay, so you would have liked that option. So that's something good to know. Okay, thank you so much for your opinion.
Did you just call her a whore?
I said horse's mouth. I said a horse's mouth. I did not
say
a horse's
mouth.
Did you call me a horse? I didn't realize
that.
Did you call me a horse?
I said horse's mouth.
Call me a horse. I was like,
I
got
my cake for you, mama.
A horse mouth. Hey,
get the door, Walt.
I work Wednesdays and Fridays, baby. I got my cape on for you. I got you.
Okay. Walt, get the door. Let me take out the door. It's okay, Tink. We'll see you later.
Sorry,
Tink. Yeah, we just...
Damn.
Walt had to open the door, and I had to go ahead and hit that John Cena push.
Tink, no, not
you're right. Spin move to the next caller. Right.
Good Lord, bitch.
The word chastity belt comes to mind. I don't know why.
Right.
I'm saying, she said 14.
Mata, you want to take another call or nah?
Before we get into intermission, we'll go ahead and take another.
Okay. Alright. Yo, we're getting this call from the 267, last four digits, 2373. You're now live with the Masturbators.
Hey, you guys. I'm Gloria.
Oh,
and Gloria.
What's your Twitter name, Gloria?
Gloria Anna Hart.
Okay. All right. What you want to speak on, Gloria?
Just about guys, like niggas these days. Like I don't know. Like they just crazy and about relationships and stuff like that. Like. guys want to be like, oh, I love you and I'm a change for you. And then when they actually got a faithful girl, you know, they want to cheat. And I don't like that. That, like, that shit really pisses me off. And I just don't know. Like, I just got out of a relationship. So, like, I'm trying to deal with it. But it's like all his friends are like, oh, y'all should get back together, when they know that our relationship is not really, you know, it's not really a good relationship. But they're still like, oh, you guys should go together. But why be with someone if they disrespect you, cheat on you, and tell you lies? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then they expect you to take them back.
Can I ask you something, Gloria?
Like a lifetime movie.
Yeah.
I got to credit my man JR for this statement. I'm gonna ask you a quick question first. How was your relationship before he cheated?
It was actually great. That's the thing. He's stupid as shit. Like,
okay.
I have a question because I was so loyal to him, okay. And like I did everything for him that I would never ever do for anyone. So
right.
Like for
more,
me to be loyal to you, it's just like crazy.
More specifically, like, you know what I'm saying? I guess what I'm trying to ask you was, like, what kind of dude was he to you before he made that move? Was he a good dude to you?
Yes, he was. And that's why I'm, like, so confused about that.
I understand. Well, here, like, I can't, I wish I had JR on to tell you his exact analysis on that and how he felt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if one of these people remember, then maybe they can back me up if they remember. But I think he said something about, you know what I'm saying, if you take that out of the equation, if you take cheating out of the equation, you know, he pretty much asked, like, how was your relationship or whatnot, and said, basically, did you give someone else the satisfaction of taking your happiness away? Meaning, say, for instance, if he slept with Raya, did you just give your happiness away because Raya got some dick? If you're getting love, you know what I'm saying, and not to say it was right or, you know what I'm saying, of course it was wrong, it was terrible, it was very disrespectful in your defense. But at the same time, if you know, I'm going to say this nigga name was Johnny because he sounded like a nigga named Johnny. So if Johnny was giving
Johnny.
Right, I'm kidding. But if Johnny
we're going to save his face. We're doing this to save face right now.
Right, we're saving face. So, you know what I'm saying, if Johnny was giving you his love and affection or happiness and whatever else around that, and he gave Raya some meat, did you just give away love, affection, and all of the above to Raya because Raya got a little meat that you just, you know what I'm saying, that you pass off your happiness, everything about you, everything that you're going to the table?
Okay, I have a question for her, though. I'm going to take it. Hold on, let me take it real quick, because my question is, I overheard you say that for you to be faithful to somebody is crazy. So are you saying that, like, you weren't faithful prior with other people?
No, I was faithful to him. Like, what I was trying to say is, like, how could you be faithful and committed to someone, you know, and give them your all, you know, and they basically fuck everything up. And everyone was just like, yo, he's a player, you know what I'm saying? And you shouldn't be with him. But I was like, you know, fuck it. I don't give a fuck what you guys say. You know,
okay,
I love
so
him, so I'm going to do
so
what I have to do.
So if everybody is telling you before you guys got together what type of guy he was, how are you expecting him to be anything less than that? That's like taking a snake home and then the snake biting you one day and you saying, like, damn, you bit me. The snake's like, bitch, you knew I was a snake. So how are you expecting something different when you already knew what you were getting?
Well, because,
like, to be honest, though, not all niggas are players. You know what I'm saying? You have to, like, take a chance and give them the benefit of the doubt. And that's what I did.
Gloria, and plus,
mm-hmm.
you can't listen to other people's opinion about somebody.
Oh, I don't.
If that was the case, like, honestly, Mata, let me say this. If that was the case, I should never get a girlfriend. Because I know everybody's going to discredit me and say I'm a hoe, a slut, and I got 30 bitches. So I should never have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So if all the girls that got with me took the time out to listen what everybody else had to say about me, then she would never know my potential or who I could be.
Exactly.
But at the same time, Gloria, I would love for you to answer that question, though, that I just asked you. How do you feel about little Raya having everything that you gave away just because she got some meat? Like, well, I mean, how do you feel about that? You gave away your happiness, your affection, somebody that actually made you smile just because Raya got a little meat that night. Like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's basically like I really didn't. But I don't know. I'm just confused because I feel as though, like, he's telling me basically what you're telling me. But I don't feel as though I did because if you're really happy in your home, you wouldn't do something like that.
Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wish J.R. was on because J.R. could say it so much better because me and J.R. had this conversation sitting in his living room numerous times. Like,
yeah.
A man is going to be a man. Like, he's going to love, like, he can love you from
the bottom
from
of his heart.
Top of his head to the bottom of his damn crusty ass feet. He can love you with everything
mm-hmm.
in him. But in that moment, when his hormones go get to raging and his dick gets hard, he loves
yep.
you. But only thing he's looking for is something wet and warm to put it in. And at that moment,
yep.
Ryan was available. But in the back of his mind, he was still like, I love my Gloria. And when you left him, Gloria, you walked away. Like Trisha said, you left your love, affection, happiness, all of that. You walked away from that. He didn't walk away from you. You walked away from him. Like a man is going to be a man. A man
mm-hmm.
is going to be a man. He has to blaze that trail. Like, true enough, I hear what you're saying. If he, you know, if he's happy in his home, he shouldn't do it. True. That sounds lovely in a TV movie.
Mm-hmm.
Reality.
In reality?
Reality
yep.
is a man is going to be a man, and he's
mm-hmm.
going to, like, when a man says he loves you and he's showing you that he loves you, he's going
don't
to
walk
do
away
things.
From that.
Right, don't walk away from that because there are going to be things that he's going to do that is going to that are going to hurt you, that's going to make you cry, it's going to make you feel like you want to stab him in his neck and chop his dick off and pull boiling
water.
Oh,
yes,
please,
all of that, too.
But I'm just saying, but don't walk away from it because all right, he's showing you that he's loving you. He's still doing, he's still taking care of you. He's not taking care of Raya. He's taking care of you. So you walked away from your love and happiness, and now he might be with Raya, or he might be with Shaniqua. He might be with Shay now. Ain't no telling who's getting your love and affection now. Like, because you walked away from it. So
right.
you can't really, you can't blame him for you feeling the way you're feeling right now. Like, you are the blame for that.
Yeah. The nail to the head from a man's point of view, yeah. You know, sometimes we will love you, like say Francis, yo, I will love you to death, Gloria. But sometimes as a man, I will admit that we get, it's okay, we can play it again. I will admit that as a man, I get weak. So, you know what I'm saying, I can be madly in love, I could be head motherfucking over heels with you, get Gloria tattooed on my neck. But I tell you what, sometimes it'll come a time in life where I may get horny or may get weak. I can't admit that as man, I'm weaker in that sense. And I will fuck up. And I will do something that's stupid. That is no discredit to how much I love you, how much I care to you. Fuck about our happy home. Yes, I still love our happy home. And when I bust and rah-rah face, I'm going to come home to you and tell you how much I love you. That's a part of being a man. And the last thing about it, Gloria, you take this with you. You know
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? If you leave every dude that cheat on you, whether you find out about it or not, you will forever be single. So it's time
mm-hmm.
it's time to take in something like saying, okay, look, this man loves me, this man cares for me, okay, he fucks up. Like JR said.
But not the second time, though. This is the second time.
Well,
okay,
then you shouldn't have stayed with him then that long. I'm sorry. If he's fucking up
yeah, exactly.
two times, then you shouldn't even been there past that. If, obviously, to deal with the cheater, it takes a person who has tolerance for that. And if that's not
yeah,
true,
and I don't.
You can't
so
play
I
that part.
I decided to leave. I know I'm way better
right.
than that.
Well, then there you go. Then don't fuck with it.
And thank
no,
you, guys.
Don't nobody tell you that you need to go back to that. Yeah, no problem, Mom. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
All right.
Lord have mercy. I'm going to take this last call real quick before we jump into this intermission. Y'all have to keep her on for 10 fucking minutes, though. But, yeah, we're going to take this call. Last 4 digits,
hey,
1278. You're on live with the Masturbators.
Hey, man. What up, man? You know what I'm saying, man? Yo, this your boy Jerome, man. You can follow me on Twitter at I eat the pussy like pizza. Yeah. What up, man?
Cold.
All right.
Cold.
Okay.
Yo, man, what up?
Okay,
right.
Yeah. So, Jerome, how do you feel about birth control at 14? No, better question. Do you fake it to make it?
Do I fake it to make it? Man,
yeah.
shit. I've been faking it to make it all my life, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I just told a bitch the other day, I was Barack Obama. She believe me, you know, she want them hood rats. She ain't no band no way, you know what I'm saying? Like I had took her to Red Lobster shit. Yeah, I don't know if she, I don't even know what the fuck wrong with that bitch, you know what I'm saying? I took her to Red Lobster. She was like, ooh, they got salt and pepper. So I was like, shit, you know what I'm saying? I was, you know, I was just surprised just about that right there. You know, I was happy. You know, I fake it too. I make it all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm faking it right now. My name really ain't even Jerome, cuz. For it be for real.
Said they got salt and pepper. I quit.
Okay, so what you saying is, if you had a small penis, you would tell a girl you had a big one until the very last second. So y'all fucking.
Oh, you talking about penis size?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'll tell a bitch I got a belt. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'll tell a bitch anything. Bitch, leave stuff. Bitches so damn darn these days, man. Let me tell you, I told that one bitch. Hey, man, look, I told that one bitch I had a tree. That bitch believed me because I live in Brooklyn. I ain't got no damn tree. What's wrong with her? Man, I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Told that one bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, my dick so big, when I swing it, it changed time zones, and she sat there and believed it, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, you know.
So what happened when you guys had sex, though?
We didn't. She pressed charges. She said it was sexual harassment.
Oh, this nigga head.
Nobody want me, man. I mean, you know, bitch told me last week I smelled like spoiled bologna and egg meat. I don't even know what the fuck egg meat is, but
what is
egg
meat?
Like,
get him out.
All
right, well, Jerome,
we're
going to let you go.
Wait. Before I go, yeah. I just want to say, hold on. I had wrote it down somewhere. Wait, hold on. Let me find it so I can read. Yeah, let me, hold on. Wait, let me give a shout out. First of all, shout out to God, Book of Almighty. He the one that put us here and on this earth. He created us and the heavens and stuff. You know, he put us here for this day, just for these things we said. Let me give a shout out to him. Shout out to that nigga over there sitting on my sofa. I see you, bro. Oh, wait, that's his sofa. I'm with him. I don't have no house. hey, man. Hey, shout out to the Mexican that mowed my lawn. Thank you, Mata. All right, shout out to, we gonna let you go, Jerome. Thank you for calling. Okay, yeah, right. This ain't the Grammys, bro. I'm telling you, they would have played that music to get their ass off. For real. Well, that's what we about to do. We gonna go ahead and, you know, jump into this thing real quick. All right, yo, check this out real quick.
Hey, yo, we finna mix it up and switch it up on y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all used to hearing a song that y'all may have known or from a local artist or from a mainstream artist or something. But look, check this out. Right now we got a parody for you. We got a song so crazy for you, like you gotta have an extra set of lungs. That's the only way you'll survive through this song. Like, this song is real fucking tears funny. So if you niggas been laughing at, of course, this is your theme song. So, you know what I'm saying, if you've been laughing at the shit that we've been saying, this nigga Jerome, that dropout that just called in, like, shit is going to get really real. I want y'all to check and y'all tweet the hashtag and let me know what y'all think of this song. This song is entitled Musty by your man Contra. His Twitter name is Contra202, I believe.
I'm ready to this song.
Right. Contra, it's spelled with a K.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Musty. So,
Like sour armpits.
Follow him on Twitter at y'all start adding Contra, KONTRA 402, and this song is entitled Musty. Hit the hashtag and let me know what y'all think.
I said, baby, your mustiness is strong. Controversy, think you really need some deodorant. Smell like Wicker Burgers from McDonald's, and you walking around like a motherfucking scratch and sniff. World Series B.O. Shampoo bottle life. Showers never working, so you'll be this way tomorrow night. Must see hubby and a wife. I swear that ain't even right. Every time I see you, I just want to spray the axes twice.
Con, you got them, right?
Yeah, I got them, but I'ma go harder on them, cause the smell is never fun. Go shower off with the water gun. Don't you come around here smelling like a skunk, yeah. We rep the Huskers of the red and white. Get a lighter, light yourself on fire, get you smelling right. Start and freeze you over like I had some speed stick ice. Body odor wizard, bring your magic, John Wall and Dwight. Works on a farm daily basis. Yeah, you need to, babe. Take your clothes off and get naked. No homo, no homo. You a girl, but no homo. Thinking like a cowboy, riding no Tony Romo. You trying to break the code like it was a hieroglypha. I'm just feeling sorry for whoever got a sniff up. Yeah, smells everywhere, kills everything. And babes just stands for body ache to heal everything. I love that Irish spring. I confess it, I admit it. It keep me smelling good. Green froggy, no ribbit. But girl, I'm fucking serious. You thinking I'm not with it. Smelling like some roadkill when I'm driving and I hit it. Damn, it's like it caught me in the moment. Like I'm stealing some new clothes, cause the other ones were funky. You don't need a rehearsal, your smell is what I'm roasting. So come and catch a bar of this, just hope that we be throwing. Cause you know, yeah girl, you know, up under your arms is where that nasty shit'll grow. I'm just saying you
musty a little and it's wrong.
I'm just saying you
musty a little and it's wrong.
And I think you should take a shower. Baby, take a shower. Stay up in that tub for about a couple hours. Cause you are
musty a little and it's wrong.
I'm just saying you
musty a little and it's wrong.
Stage, mother gosh, old man. Kicking the dip in the bathroom like damn. Like money, make it rain, turn the shower on. Wash your face and your body, leave the shower on. I walk light, so I don't turn my odor on. And I swear these bitches need to wait till they get they sweat on. That's nasty. As soon as I smell you, yeah, it was traumatic. Spray some cologne all over your thong, cause your mustard swirling round like a cyclone. Sitting on the throne, Duke it going on. Crumble Oreos on the ice cream cone. 10 feet to danger zone, it makes you wanna groan. Put on deodorant while you're listening to this song. The smell I don't condone, you'll kill me, I'll be gone. Better take this soap, yeah, take this soap. Use that soap till it foams. Put ya in the washing machine, cause baby girl, you smell like poop. Or the inside of a sweaty shoe. Use a full bottle of that shampoo. I ain't playing with you, I'm only saying the truth. When you walked past me, it smelled like fish stew. This ish ain't cool, yo, the sewer is loose. Wash with a couple towels, maybe a group. It smells like you ain't showered since November, or maybe even longer. I'm surprised if you remember. It's probably in your jeans, family, not denim. Just saying that your smell poisonous like venom. Old Spice wisdom, older block of power though. Gotta do it a few times a day, don't skip no. Contra F baby, and the F is for Fritos, cause that's what I'm smelling. My nose says you killing. Yeah girl, you know, up under your arms is where that nasty shit'll grow. I'm just saying you
musty a little and it's wrong.
I'm just saying you
musty a little and it's wrong.
And I think you should take a shower. Baby, take a shower. Stay up in that tub for about a couple hours. Cause you are
musty a little and it's wrong.
I'm just saying you
musty a little and it's wrong.
Contra 402, man. That was his song, Musty, man. Real fucking tears. That was for all the girls that, oh, my God, you know, that I want to say that set that box out without bathing. You know what I'm saying? That's just y'all.
Puts the smell like cauliflower.
Nasty fuckers. Man, yeah. That thing smell like Mata X Villa.
Hey now. You know, I would go ahead and laugh at that. I would go ahead and laugh at that if your bitch wasn't going down on me just yesterday and telling me how great I was. So I mean,
oh,
yeah. I can't really go though.
She like
on
your rings. I'm out. Hey, that's it right now. Hey, I'm out.
She
likes
to be in the sausages too. That's all. I'm so, I mean, we
I'm
good.
Out.
We good. It's okay. We can still chat, bitch.
I ain't ring is good as fuck the way y'all playing.
Right.
But shout out to Mata though for a second. Shout out to Mata though because she's been locked up in Twitter jail already. So y'all free me. Free me. Free Mata.
No.
Hashtag.
Nah.
Hey, and Mars think we really do like onion rings, but...
Bitch must think I'm a motherfucking dummy.
Come on, man. No,
I
man.
Look, hey, look, nigga.
The country too, man. Download the mixtape.
Y'all
it
ain't
gets
shit.
Real. It gets real. All right, the next big thing, though.
Okay, so, Trizzy. When we got
Yo.
A call from 229, last four digits, 4740.
No shit.
Yeah, we got that caller. Take that caller.
Let's go ahead and take that. Yeah, let's go ahead and take that.
Who calling from my area code?
No,
caller from the 229, last four digits, 4740. You're now live. What's good?
What's up?
What? Little mouse, that's you? Oh, who we got?
Is that a guy?
I got a cold. Don't judge me.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought that was Lil Mouse.
No. My name is Lola. Twitter name _ smoking guns _.
That's my nigga. Wait, hold on. That's my nigga smoking guns, though?
Yeah, smoking guns.
Yo, it's really good. Yo,
what's
good
up,
ass
man?
Blunt rolling ass. Nigga rolled the hell out of that blunt earlier. God damn, fool. Burn one.
Yeah.
You going to hell with that voice, though? Yo, fine ass with that bad ass voice. What's going on? Hell
she
no.
Fine?
Hell yeah. She going to hell
for nah,
that.
Bruh.
But anyway,
He said hell no.
Look, what's different when I don't have a cold? Don't judge me.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to hear Slave. What'd you say?
This nigga.
Yo, she built like a Duracell battery with that lace front on and shit.
That's our saving hoes. Go talk to him. That's
yo, look at her.
Hold
on, now.
This nigga.
I'm gonna add
what's the name again, bro?
Yo.
_. But anyway, like, hold on, wait. We need to like see what Smoking Guns called in for. Like, not for the slander. Appreciate it. So,
okay.
Well, what do you want to speak on?
Pregnant though.
I wanted to speak on about the birth control and the like, you being 14 and the day after pill and all that good shit.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a daughter. My daughter is one, and if she came to me at 14 and was like she wanted a day after pill, I'd be mad as fuck.
Because
she around here fucking, first of all, she's 14, but shit, that's the world we live in right now.
Exactly.
So I would give her the pill for the simple fact I don't want her to have to experience some of the shit I've seen people that young have children.
You're right. So you all for them buying the plan? Are you for or against them buying the plan B pill?
I'm for it. Without your consent.
Without
parental consent? I would rather her come to me. I'd be pissed the hell off if she just went and got it. I'd rather her have to get my consent. Because
right,
this is
so
something
like,
we need to talk about.
Right. So I'm saying, though, like, you know what I'm saying, if you had to sign a petition for either or, like, would you sign it for girls being able to be, you know, basically minors and go in the store and purchase birth control behind the counter without your consent? Would you approve of that?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, so that's the actual question. Well, all right.
Because I feel like...
Go ahead.
Oh, I feel like that's like she having sex and stuff. That's my child. I need to know what's going on with her.
Exactly. All right, well,
so
if
you
want
to go out there and get pregnant and stuff, she need birth control, she need to come to me.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Did you go to your mama and let her know you need a birth control? Yeah, I told my mama. I started having sex when I was 15. I told my mama, look, mom,
I was hot and ass.
I'm not gonna quit.
No bras. Your bras were hot.
How old were you when you had your baby?
I had her when I was 19.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. That's great.
That's not too bad.
I always had, like, when I started having sex, I was with that dude for 2 years. Then I had a stint where I was with another dude, and now I've been with my baby daddy for 3 years.
Well, you're doing great. You are a success story amongst today's women.
My mama raised me
to be like, hey, you're going to have sex, but don't sleep with everybody because everybody's not worth that.
Okay. All right, then. Well, shit, you killed it.
She don't have a body like Luke Kane, so don't
That's good. Well, we really appreciate you smoking guns. That mean-ass blunt you rolled earlier. That motherfucker.
I'm
going to
go roll another one because I need one.
No. What about me?
Yeah. All right. Fire that shit up, Roy.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you, Lola. Like, real talk. Like, she always, you know, fucking with us on the shit. She always fuck with me, dropping that E
Slave
on my
Slave was trying to, you know, talk to her, and you kept, you know, cutting.
Yeah,
cutting.
Slave was trying to go to buck in on her. Right.
Yeah.
So, like, we
have that.
I ain't going to lie. At one point she was talking, I thought it was treason.
Whoa! Like, I don't even know who should be offended, her or me. Like, we'll just go with it.
Yo, she answered the phone like, "What up?" Like, nigga, what the fuck? Boy, deeper than mine.
What up, nigga?
You know what I'm saying? All
right, we're pretty. Thank you, Lola. Thank you for
calling.
That's
you, Evo. What up, fam?
Had a roll short. Had a roll short hash, though, man.
What up, fam? What that hash do?
Right. All right, then, we're going to take another call or not?
We could jump into some more.
We can't.
Okay.
I'm calling from the spin move. We're taking this caller from the 214. Right, ain't this a familiar call? Last four digits, 4648. Hold on, your button don't work. Okay, now. Yeah, you're on live with the masturbators.
I don't even know what's going on. I only called, like, the first half.
Okay, well, you called the first half, and now you're still on, though. That's what's going on, I mean.
So you're just going to talk to me like I'm two?
No, I'm sorry. You know, it's all love. Hey, how you doing, honey?
So you're three.
Hey, how you doing, honey?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. How are y'all tonight? I'm chill.
I see. You're not even turned up. That's not the 90
I know.
Sound like you from Albany, Georgia. All right, well, what you want to speak on tonight?
Well, I guess I have to turn up a little bit since what y'all talking about is the 14-year-old trying to get the day after pill and shit. First of all,
real quick, like the question went kind of like left. That wasn't the actual question. The actual question was, how do you feel about should a minor be able to buy birth control without parental consent?
So,
the 14 thing kind of like went viral, but like that's the original question.
Oh, well then no, so the original question, no, fuck that. First of all, what are you doing fucking? And then second of all, I think what people have failed to realize is where did I fail as a mother for you to feel like you have to go fuck at 14? What's really going on?
I'm going to tell y'all, at 14 years old, my boobies were growing in, you know, my boobies were already grown in, but, you know, you start to, like, discover yourself a little bit more at 14, you know, you get that little boyfriend, y'all, the whole dry humping thing, then your imagination starts rolling, like, damn, maybe I can, or you come across porn over too. Go ahead.
Pause real quick. At 12, I was already in a B cup. I already know about developing. Yes. So I already know about developing.
That shit was nasty.
B? B as in bad.
Nah, my man said E. I was just going to drop the O out.
My whole point of that was, at 14 years old, especially nowadays, at 14 years old, sex is more of a common thing. for a 14-year-old. If we were doing it when we were 14, 15 years old, which I'm sure a lot of us were, let's not put on, or if we weren't, we were doing other shit that could lead to that. So at 14 years old, this is shit that's going on right now. You seeing 13-year-olds getting pregnant right now. So at 14 years old, do you feel like if a girl wants to take that extra precaution and go to Walgreens and pick up the day after pill, why isn't that her right if she's going to be doing it? No matter what, if a child wants to have sex, a child is going to have sex. It doesn't matter how well of a parent you are. If your child wants to do something, they are going to find a way to do it.
I'm not knocking that at all, but the fact of the matter is, you 14, you not grown. Period. I'm not saying you can't have a pill. I'm just saying you need to let a nigga know something. What if something happens? You know what I'm saying? Period, point blank. Period, point blank. Like, there's side effects to anything. Like, I need to at least know something going on with my child. Okay, you want to go buy the pill? Fine, go ahead and buy the pill. Next day, you done had a fucking seizure. You're not epileptic or nothing. But you done had a seizure. I don't know what the fuck going on. So I have to find out after the fact. I'm trying to take any type of precaution, period, point blank. Now
I'm just saying, so say I'm your 14-year-old daughter. Hey, Mom, I've been fucking and I need a, after, whatever it's called, pill.
You trying to find out if I'm going to take you to go and get it? I'm not saying I'm not going to give it to you. Of course I'm going to go take you to go and get it. But now I feel like I need to at least sit down and have a talk with my daughter about having sex. First of all, what happened? Why you feel like you need this pill? Or the condom broke? What you did wrong? I'm going to talk to you about it. I'm not saying that I'm going to be completely oblivious to it. I mean, fuck, I got a vagina my damn self. Just because I eat pussy don't mean I don't know about fucking. So it's just like I still have to take the time to sit down and talk to my child about what it is that she's doing, period. I don't have that opportunity if I have to find out after the fact that she done went and got this fucking pill on her own.
Right.
Where do I step in as that mother to cater to my child in her time of need? Period.
Already. Hey, real quick, what are we, Grand already? What the hell is the background music going playing? What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. I was going to say, who went bad for it?
I'm like,
man.
Are we in the band?
Niggas making the band in the background. Like, y'all niggas be Kanye beat back there.
Niggas doing an 8-count dance girl routine right now.
Kanye back there.
Nigga look like a drum major.
Nigga need to follow your tail.
Somebody about to get hurt and shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Right. I feel like dancing in this motherfucker. Like, find your tail.
Might call
him Mario
ass. That big got a smooth ass sound.
M.I.A.
Nigga, somebody called J Bug and fucking Raz B.
Look.
I'm gonna end up putting you in the corner, bro.
Put this nigga on mute.
No, I'm gonna put him on mute for real. I'm not gonna do this. Put that nigga on mute.
We finna put Instinct back together.
Mute Slim too.
Okay.
Matter of fact, well,
you know,
yeah,
for real.
You don't have no chill.
You hunt too.
Right. People gotta find their chill. Everybody can mute it for that.
It's not Issa Long.
I muted everybody for real though.
No, we definitely had to push Nani out the building for that shit.
Oh, I want to mute my Nani too, man.
No, I'm just kidding. No, Nani didn't say anything crazy. So, but Nani chose to leave on her own. I guess.
Mute Trizzy, man.
Right. I'm mad, y'all. I'm seriously mad, y'all just muted me. But I'm even more mad. I'm still mad. I'm more mad that nobody on our timeline has freed me yet. Fuck all of y'all. Matter real quick. Fuck y'all.
Like, mentioning someone, the free, that's not going to free you.
I don't care.
Just,
it's support.
You
got
to do your time.
It's showing
I'm
me
not...
support. I'd like to know that if I was in jail, I would at least
Man,
get a letter.
You don't even retweet my good morning tweets. I ain't standing you, mother.
Nigga, you don't send me good morning tweets no more. I ain't special.
Oh. Yeah. My bad. Forgot.
Yeah. About that.
Hey, mute mother, though.
Okay. All right.
That shit go together.
Did it, I did it
to you. That shit go together. Hell no. Niggas is wildin'.
Oh, let me put Slayer back on to see if he got any more stuff. So.
Alright. Niggas have lost all
y'all shady as hell.
Hey, yo, Slave. Yo, did you hear, fam? Did you hear say you was muted?
Yeah, man. I was full of stupid as hell.
Hey, Slave, how did it sound, though? But, like, you do the voice.
That nigga muted. I'm like, nigga. What the
unmuted.
I gotta get Slim back on. Hey, Slim. All
right, Slim.
Yeah.
Slim. Hey, look, you say. Yeah, it's out your motherfucking mind, partner.
Hey, look, yeah, Slim, you gotta do the voice to get back on.
What, talking about the muted? I mean, I can't do it, man.
What it says, Lil?
Muted. Unmuted.
Hold on, we got Mara back on, too. Mara, can
fuck
you do the voice?
Oh, y'all. Fuck unmuted.
Hey, yo, real quick. My man JR is in the building. Like, he's somewhere on the hashtag. So I mean, he's somewhere in the queue, so I got to find JR right quick. Yo, Walt, help me out. Which one of these doubles is JR?
Hold on.
Yeah,
you on right now, bro.
Yeah, what's good?
What's up, man?
What's cracking, man? Y'all clowning it, man. What's good with y'all?
Fam, you in the building, man. Dylan. I said,
I already know,
like,
man. Y'all know who it is. Hey, look, man, I just comment real quick on the 14-year-old, you know what I'm saying, or the minor being able to go, you know what I'm saying, get birth control and stuff like that.
Go ahead, man.
I was listening to everybody and kind of whatever. Like, I know D is the parent as well, but I'm a father, man, and I just feel like we giving our kids too many rights. You know what I'm saying? I remember growing up, I didn't have none of these rights, you know, to speak about it at 14. I couldn't even close my own door. I was like, I didn't have any rights at all. So, you know what I'm saying, until a child becomes an adult and you are not in a position where you can make decisions like that on your own, if that's a decision that I bring to you, then that's fine. But you can't go out and just go get on it on your own, because then you're making your own decision. As a child, you don't have that right to make your own decisions when you're in my house, living under my roof, and you know what I'm saying, like you're my child. So I just think that I can't speak for everybody, but I didn't lose my virginity until I was 18, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But regardless of that point, like, I knew in my house that was going down. My parents wasn't going for that, you know what I'm saying? And I just think that if you instill principles in your child, And you raise them a certain way, or you're going to have those who are going stray. But I just think that, you know, those principles do work to a certain extent. So as my daughter's 7, she don't got no motherfucking rights. She do what the fuck I tell her to do, and that's just how it's going to go until she get grown enough to make a decision. So I just think that parents got to go back to taking control of their household. Like, I understand, you know, so it's going to be some kids that do what they want to do, but it is some children that still, you know what I'm saying, you know, that still feel the ride, and you got to put your foot down and take control of your home.
Hell yeah.
That was some real shit right there.
I still stand by what I say, though. If obviously parents out there are trying to keep their kids from doing the exact same thing right now, and it's not helping, the amount of having children is insane, to the point where high schools need to have daycares in them just so that kids can stay in school. Drastic measures need to be taken. So, hey, if that's what it takes to keep some of this from happening, I say go for it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, can't control nobody else's house. But as for mine, we're gonna do it the ugly way, because that's the way I was raised. And the ugly way, you know what I'm saying, you didn't have to worry about your child going out doing that because you strain things out in your home. You didn't leave it up social media. You didn't leave it up to anybody to be a parent. You got to realize now that a lot of us don't coexist. A lot of parents are single parents. A lot of parents are young, so they're not able to make the kind of decisions that would help their children, because they're still young in mind themselves. So, like I said, for me and mine, I'm going to try the old school way to work. I do agree with Mata that, you know what I'm saying, obviously the generations has changed, but, you know what I'm saying, my child understands clearly that, you know what I'm saying, there's just certain things that's going, certain things that's not going to go in my house. And that's just the way it's going to be until you get grown. Once you get grown, you can be held accountable for your own decisions. But I think we got to caution ourselves, because when you allow your child to make a mistake, and then you erase that mistake for the child doesn't really learn from that. And when you send a child out into society and they start living in a world that's unforgiving, you can't erase some of those mistakes. There's no red button on life. You have to live with some of the mistakes that you made. So my child's going to understand that if you go out and create this baby, it ain't no just get rid of it, oops, I made a mistake, because you knew what you're doing and you got yourself in a situation, so now it's time to be an adult. You gave up your child because you wanted to be an adult before your time.
Well,
that is
it right there. That's the truth.
I thought my dad was talking to me for a second, man.
But I just want to speak on that from a parent point of view. Like, that's not knocking my dad. You know what I'm saying? I do agree with my dad. There's times to change. But as a parent, and I have a daughter, it's just, you know, it's just a certain way I raise her. And I'm going to hope and pray that the principles that I instill in her carry out through her life.
Well, straight the fuck up.
Swag you out, playboy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Straight from the reverend.
But anyway.
Damn.
All right, my man. Was it anything?
But look, though. Hey. That was it, homie. I just want to call and speak on that real quick, man. Hey, y'all already know what it is. Shout out to the masturbators. I love y'all, man. Keep doing what y'all are doing. We hold our head over here and make sure everything's straight. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to Sergeant Sergeant Cable from his family. Sergeant Cable last week lost his life in Afghanistan, and we just want to make sure that we want everything to police ourselves and make sure we keep our battle buddies up in prayers, man. Like I said, social media can tell that the war is over, but when there's people over here that's still dying, I just really don't understand how you can say that. So we just want to make sure we keep body in our prayers, and y'all make sure y'all keep sending them prayers up. We appreciate it.
Most definitely.
Hell
yeah,
yeah.
We appreciate you for swagging through, man. We all a team, so man, we appreciate your presence, man.
You already know, and I'm a team player, man. Y'all down, man. I'm probably gonna jump on that chat, man. Y'all do y'all thing.
All right, man. Make sure you rub a camel hump for me, my dude.
Yeah,
real quick though. Mute JR. Real quick though.
Yeah, be easy, my brother.
Mute me before I get
your first time getting muted. Yeah, my brother. We love you.
All right, my nigga.
Everybody get muted. Nigga, mute me, nigga.
That nigga came in here talking mad strong. For a minute, I thought he was some nigga named Darnell. But that's neither here nor there. So we're going to keep it on going.
Darnell.
This nigga Ron got muted. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Now, that's what I was waiting on.
Hey,
right,
why y'all mute my boot on? Wait, let me.
Hold on,
I'm good.
Hold on.
I don't
want to
be muted. He can be
say,
muted by himself.
Oh, I'm out.
You know what you're saying? They said if you can't beat him, then join him. So,
he can be muted by himself. I'm not going to lie. At this point in life, I am not so proud of that chick. You're going to be by your damn self.
Hey, look, girl. She's like, I'm down with my man.
Oh, boy, where are you picking up my mouth? Chicks be like, I got my nigga regardless.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I have no back to a certain extent, nigga. I am not gonna lie. You getting told with the police? I'm telling.
Niggas be like, they got your back, but they really don't. They ain't even know it.
I told them up front. Swim ain't going down for you.
Hey, real quick, did your girl Mata die or nah?
I think she did because she's. I think she said something about she left her charger with Lito, but at Lito house. But
she left her charger at Lito house.
I just want to say.
I'm being messy. Don't nobody quote that. I was being messy.
No.
Oh, okay,
It could be serious, but I just want to say it's so hard to say goodbye to Mada. Face.
Can somebody mute Frank Ocean ass?
Right. Okay. You are muted.
You heard this nigga say, wait, before he got on mute. Forever funny. Forever fucking funny. This nigga said, wait.
And he disappeared. Poof. Yo, wait, real quick, Slim. I think me and you the only people here now.
Wait, what? Man, this is like the season finale all over again.
Forever funny. You know what else so funny, though, Slim? Like, straight up.
Yeah, you muted too. All right, now it's the Trizzy Show. Real quick, I want to ask all you that's still listening, like, what color are unicorns?
Have you ever seen unicorn shit? Have you ever seen unicorn sex? Like, I just really want to know. Like, pink rainbows and shit and all this good shit, is this the shit I dream about? Like, I piss glitter. That's neither here nor there, but I'm awesome. And Rhonda Dunn does wear green drawers. Don't ask me how I know, because I have too much swag to tell you. That's neither here nor there. And now I'm muting my goddamn self, and I'm going to let the show run itself.
This nigga really just said, I got green drawers on. You know what? You know what? Real quick. Hold on. Wait a minute. I don't know how to block people over the phone. Can you block a nigga while on the phone? Real talk? Like, this is crazy. Well, since I got the show to myself, y'all, I just want to let everybody know that I hit the lottery yesterday, right? And what I did with the money was I spent it all on bitches. Sorry, Slim. I cheated. I cheated on you with strippers. I love strippers. Yeah, I love them strippers. Yeah, Ron, love them strippers. Oh, yeah, me and Mata are having an affair.
Yeah, I love them strippers.
That scared the fuck out of me, though. But, yeah, Mata's pregnant by me. Dia, too. And Paris.
Yeah, we back, baby. Well, I'm back. God damn it. Fuck this shit. I'm by myself. You already know what it is. It's how I was supposed to be in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
So, fuck everybody else, you know.
And I'm the CEO, fuck.
You already know how I do. Your boy Walt Frazier, man. You don't hear from me too much, you know, because I'm laid back. But you already know. I speak when I gotta speak, baby. You already know. Drinking on a...
Real quick, this nigga said, baby. See, like, this nigga had to go back on mute. See, I try to let each individual be great on their own accord. But when this nigga said, baby, see, this nigga had to go back on mute. Baby, because that shit, that was some bullshit. And, like, we can't tolerate bullshit on the show. And what I'm finna do is, since, you know what, this is what we call the Let Everybody Be Great segment. So I'm finna find a random motherfucking number on the hashtag on his motherfucking queue, and I'm finna put your ass on live. And the funny motherfucking thing about it, you ain't even gonna know you on live unless you listen closely and that motherfucker say unmuted. So when y'all hear that motherfucker say unmuted, just know you live as a motherfucker, and you have the floor to your goddamn self. And you better show the fuck out, because I am... $49.61, I'm just going to pretend like you ain't hear that motherfucker say unmuted. That's just, we going to pretend like you didn't hear that motherfucker. That's just what we going to go with. You know what I'm saying? You over there, I see you. You fapping. Like, you got the webcam hooked up, and I don't even know why you logged in through the website, and you knew you had the webcam hooked up. You over there jacking the fuck off. Like, I feel so fucking disrespected by looking at this shit. This is some utterly bullshit. This is, like, by far the nastiest bullshit I've ever seen in my fucking life. You know what, bro? I have seen pieces of hay bigger than this shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. Like, a real nigga ain't the blessed motherfucker in the whole building, but goddamn, my dude. Nigga, your shit look like the back of my earring. Like, that shit is disgusting. Like, nigga, you need to put that shit away. That... Nine, oh, four. Last four digits. 37, 30. Finally, they unmuted. My goddamn ass. Great. Okay, so where was it? Okay, a new caller called in. We're going to take this caller from the 904. Last four digits, 7617. You're now live at the, I don't even know what to call this, Trilly and the Caspers. What's good?
How you doing?
Yo, what's good? Fam, real nigga moment. Hey, yo, what's your name?
Tony,
real quick, my dude. Don't never get on the phone and ask a grown man, how you doing like that? Like, I got scared as hell, my dude. Like, I got so fucking scared, nigga, I started, like, contemplating on whether I wanted to kill myself. Like, so much shit just happened just then. But we're going to ignore that. For real. All right, my dude, what you want to speak on, man? What did you want to say?
I like really need help with my life. Like,
what the fuck, nigga?
Oh, yo, what you got? What you got, fam?
No, like, I'm going through something right now. And like,
all right, my dude.
My parents got divorced, and my parents got divorced, and I don't know what to do with myself. So I was actually wondering if I should commit suicide.
Hey, my dude, real quick, what's your Twitter name?
I'm sorry?
What's your Twitter name? Tell me your Twitter name, my guy.
No, sir.
I'm going to block you, fam. Hey, my dude, real quick, my man. Never contemplate on doing the Freddie E filter. Like, that is crazy. Like, my dude, shit gets so real and popcorn slim.
Who are you? Like, what the fuck are you? Like a ethnic Dr. Phil? I'm not understanding.
Wait.
Oh, shit. Oh, I had to get back home.
Let me talk to the young lady on the phone.
She called Trisha a young lady.
Who is that?
I think he was talking to me. Darling, what? It ain't nothing. Like, my parents will do a divorce, too. It's, I promise you, it's not that serious to kill yourself, though. Like, get your life.
And don't meet me now. If you
want to
commit suicide, get your life off track.
Get your life in order. Get your life in order now.
Get it off
yes,
order.
Yes, now.
Get your life off track.
No, get your life on track.
No, he need to get his life on track because his life was already off track. He's talking about committing suicide. That's off track. Get your ass on track.
All I'm saying is, brother, while you got that rope around your life, you might as well go ahead and make that jump.
I'm just saying, sit your ass in the corner somewhere and eat a bowl of Fruit Loops or some shit. I promise you it's going to be okay. Watch some damn Looney Tunes or something. Laugh at some shit.
If all else fails, follow Mata X Villa on titties. Damn. Follow Mata X Villa on Twitter and just imagine her having an ass.
See, you know what, though?
That is a fucking joke.
I say something real quick, though? I'm going to be real. Like, this, like, wait, y'all, straight up, though. This whole everybody want to kill themselves thing would never happen if BET would have never took off BET Uncut. I'm telling you. If BET Uncut was still on, nobody would kill themselves. Run the dime.
All right. That nigga had to kill himself. He killed himself after he said that.
Fuck was that?
Wait. You know, I'm kind of low key by it that everybody got to be great, and I didn't get my chance to be great. But I ain't salty though. I'm good.
Oh, you get the chance to be great, baby.
I'm good. I'm gonna be great, cause I'm gonna get Ron ass. I am. I'm gonna let his ass have it. I think that motherfucker forgot I was a stripper. Something he loved a stripper. Bitch, you got a stripper. I don't mean bitch because it's a sexual way, but I mean bitch, you got a stripper and. You got Mama and Dear pregnant? But it's okay, though, because I know you love me. So we're going to take, I'm going to have, like, two little stepchildren. I'm going to have, like, Puerto Rican and, like, a half oil baby, like, an oil lotion baby. I don't know what to call them. Like, I guess I'm going to have somebody to cut the grass and change my oil at the same time. I quit.
See, that's why you don't give niggas chances to be great. They don't know what to do with it. You niggas say anything with y'all time of fame. Look, like, real quick, Liv, you know what I want to share this. Like, I think I had something, like, greatly to share. Like, all real niggas should dream of unicorns. Like, this should happen. Like, I don't see
I'm
how
not
you
gonna
can call
lie.
Yourself. Go ahead.
When I first got on Twitter, we started, like, it was a group of my friends. We started this shit called, like, we used to just talk about unicorns. As if though, like we used to refer to we as unicorns and shit on Twitter. So we did. We were like, but I see unicorns. And, like, that's how we let each other know we.
Bitch must think I'm a motherfucking dummy.
Hey.
Hey, yo, Walt, I gotta bring my man Walt back for this one. Yo, quick flashback in Masturbator's history. Yo, it came this time. It was real far back. Like, I don't, my man can help me out.
But you sound like a Star Wars intro. You say far, far away, way back.
Yeah, right. I look like that dude that be on the moon of them Dreamcaster movies. When he cast that thing out in the ocean, he be sitting on the moon.
Out.
You know, DreamWorks Films. I look like the DreamWorks Films nigga. Scrape the fuck up. But real quick, like, y'all niggas remember, like, this takes a true Masturbators fan to remember this moment. My nigga, I don't know what we was describing, but we went back in time, and they asked me how something felt. And I remember telling you motherfuckers it felt like butterflies. Butter motherfucking flies. My nick, my dude. Like, you ain't live life until you had a bitch suck your dick and tickle your balls. Like, that is life. Butter fucking flies. Butterflies. Like, it is fucking splendid. And, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm black. Plus, I don't know what to do with my time of fame.
And you know what, Ron? You know, I think Ron has something crazy on the show. I'm going to put him back on. But I think Ron can exactly. And I think he knows exactly what you're talking about and what episode. Because that nigga had something crazy. Ron, you back on, my brother?
Yeah, what up, bruh? First of all,
before y'all say anything, man, I just want to know while I was muted, I found God with my time. So first of all, I just want to thank the Lord, our Almighty Savior, Jesus Christ. You can follow him on Twitter at Jesus Christ. I just want to thank him for being so great. You've done a great job today, Ron the Almighty.
Hey, yo, we're going to take the callers, man. We're going to let everybody get that chance to be great,
hey,
man.
Hey, take only the callers that want to talk to Ron. If you ain't trying to talk to me, don't call.
I am
the Masturbators.
Right. Okay. Yo, we're going to take this caller from the full last four digits, 9311. Yo, what's really good?
Grease stains off stuff?
449311, what's good? Okay, night, Freddie. Appreciate the extra.
My bad. That was my app, bro. My fault. I'm hanging too.
All right, cool. All right, we'll take this caller from the 619. Last four digits 4974. You're now live with the Masturbators.
Bruh, it's me.
I know it. I ain't gonna lie.
I've been trying to get through the whole time.
Butterflies.
Y'all niggas don't. Swear to God, they don't like me.
All right, bro, here, check this out. This is your chance to be great, man. Tell the world whatever the fuck you want them to know. Cool.
Bro, I just did that. Kids of you ain't shit. The world got to know that. Ron, yo, real quick, what did I miss with the whole Slim thing? So I turned my phone off and reset it, though. What happened with that? Because I heard she
Slim.
Says.
Wait, what?
You don't buy yourself, bro.
I said I heard Slim spazz. What happened?
She spazzed?
Yeah, I heard she was going off, but the timeline was raking with her ass. Like, she was going ham, though, for no reason. What'd she say?
No, she said she's going to kill me, and she's going to take care of
Mata and Dia's
baby that she had by me, because I got Mata and Dia pregnant the other day. And, you know, Mata, she's been pregnant, so.
Yeah,
Mata's
born pregnant.
Mata wasn't even born pregnant. She was swimming around her daddy's nutsack.
Look, Marv has been as pregnant as long as Kim Kardashian.
Hey. Oh, wait, whoa.
Here I go. I'm leaving.
Yo, did that bitch ever have a baby yet or not?
I'm leaving, bro.
I'm out.
Family.
Yo, and she's still married to Chris Humphries, though?
Okay, now, see, now that's that shit to get you.
What's no, because actually, Jay-Z signed him back to the team, even though Kanye said he couldn't get him off. But he signed back, so, yeah.
All right, man, we popping corn people in, man. Let everybody be great. Yo,
yeah,
Taylor,
yeah.
You trying to be great or nah?
What up, though?
What up, though? So what you got for us? Be great. Be great while you got it. What your man Brandon still online?
You caught me at a blank moment, so Tavia can't even be great right now. But Carmen, fuck you. I'm out.
All right.
Damn.
Really?
All right.
Damn, son. We're going to find this.
All right. We love you, man.
Well, let's go.
All right, yo. All right, one more caller. Yo, we'll take the caller from the... wait, did we take the caller? 916, last four digits, 7774. You're now live. What's good?
Shit, you know what this is, man. You know, it's Showtime 619. Boy, what's happening?
Hey, wait, time out real quick. Hey, who that was?
You don't know, nigga, this is the greatest freestyle you done had on the show. Boy, what's up?
Oh, is that
okay,
West Coast?
Okay. Oh, bro.
You know this,
man.
You know this, baby.
Oh, that's
right,
West Coast?
Quick.
He's
yeah,
true.
Real
he
quick,
right.
My nigga.
You know.
Go ahead, West Coast. Drop us some bars, man. I got ahead, man. Yo, bless us. Bless us. Bless
shit.
Us.
We gotta go at this. We got to go at this one more time. Okay, I'll
one
tell you.
Time,
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We gonna put you on the freestyle rap battle tournament next season, though.
Okay, it's good. I don't want to get in that other one. They was doing some other shit.
Right.
But
one more time for the fans.
Okay, we got you though. I say cold up on that bezel. Ain't fucking with no foolie. Got a bitch that love that toolie. All of my niggas be keeping it coolie. We be posted getting volley. Rolled up off of Molly. Never acting milly, but my bros be acting holly. And you know that thing be sticky. Socialized hustle be keeping it pimpy. Roll it be bunsy, y'all swishers be scampy. I see like Charlie, so baby don't tip me. I be cooning with that Wally. Mac and never a poly. I'm keeping it Pierre. I'm in the G and my bitches be staying in pocket like Polly. And now bands will make a dance. Bands will make a dance. Two racks that'll make baby strip in the back of a lac with a Mac on a lap light. Bands will make a dance. Racks and make a strip. Don't get it twisted. She be popping pills and hitting licks. Baby, lick me till it's sticky. Slip that bitch a Mickey. Two step to my dick and turn around and hit that Ricky. That's my pussy in my shoulder. She addicted to that Gouda. Don't be talking crazy, baby, because my bitch will chop and screw you, huh?
Oh, my God.
Hey, I hear you,
bro. Thank you, Base God. Thank
this,
you.
This nigga bring it every time.
Every time. This nigga's raw.
I hear
nigga
you.
Tell the people me. What your Twitter name is and your name, bro.
All right, if y'all just seen it, that nigga Ron just tweeted me and said me and him got a fade and shit. It's that underscore Dago boy, THAT underscore DAYGOBY.
Yep.
Right, Ron,
yeah,
why we
gotta
fight
though?
Right,
what's going on?
I'm gonna tell you why we gotta fight, bro. Slam is a sucker. No, bro.
Uh-oh. Hey, look. She was talking about she got a snitch on a nigga, though. Okay, it's good, though.
Okay. Because my mind was in a whole nother zone, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, he took it to the left and shit. I feel
yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
I went fight you fucked up, bro. I ain't even got no feet. All right, man. We appreciate you for coming
no
through,
feet.
My dude.
What's up, my nigga Trizzy, though? All right, buddy.
We don't
what's
definitely
good,
have
man?
It back on, though.
Whoa. Yo, Trez, real quick, I know you see the hashtag. I think we got a nigga on him trying to roast, bro. DeAndre _ K _ I _ D.
Oh, shit. Let me get
this nigga trying to roast, son.
Let me get his ass real quick.
Nigga sitting there looking like a piece of celery. Get this nigga.
Okay,
right.
Hey, let's get into the shout outs, though, while we roast, though. Let's get into the shout outs.
Okay. I'll go first. I'll
oh, that's
go
that nigga
first.
DeAndre. Oh, okay. That's that nigga DeAndre.
Hey, DeAndre, I'll see you after the show, my G. I'll see you.
Exactly.
Yeah, DeAndre.
We'll see you
at
Lost Tapes.
Yo, me, I'm saving holes, and Jesus Christ, we'll see you after the show, my dude. Rest in peace to your mission.
You see my man hairline, though?
Bruh.
Oh, that nigga hairline worse than mine.
No, we're gonna let him be great right now. We'll see this nigga at 12. We'll see you at 12, DeAndre.
Long face ass nigga.
Right. Yo, we'll see you at 12, DeAndre.
Hey, Trizzy, you got any shout outs, my brother though?
Yeah, man, let's get into these shout outs real quick, man. Yo, shout out to all you crazy motherfuckers that are listening to this far. Yo, shout out to you. You all must be sick bastards. Shout out to everybody that listened and their aunties and all everybody else they had to call this number. Yo, we turned up, man. Turned up for real. Shout out to the masturbators as a unit. Shout out to my team and everybody on it. Shout out to anybody named DeAndre. Look, this nigga's named DeAndre. He had a hard time in life. It's obvious. But fuck with your boy, man. It's Trizzy. Follow me on Twitter at AntiChill because we don't even believe in chill. Chill is a myth. I'll pass it.
All right, hey, Ron, you got any shout-outs? My brother.
This nigga knows.
My brother, Samoan
like,
voice.
This nigga knows look like a monkey knuckle. Hey, yo, shout-out.
Oh,
Shit, nigga, you ain't going. No, nigga, don't.
Hey, hold on, we gotta get a little bit on the Lost Tapes in on Twitter.
Oh, nigga, shit, nigga.
Hurry up, man, hurry up.
Yo, shout outs to everybody that tuned in, man, you know what I'm saying? Follow me on Twitter at Jesus Queef, you know what I'm saying? Ron the Almighty, tiny pink shirt, tiny pink pants. Thank you, base God, for blessing me with this beautiful look. I'm a pretty motherfucker. Oh, that was gay. Hey, yo, back to you, Walt, man. I got a roast.
Yeah. God, tomorrow, she ain't making no shout outs. The Reaper got her. You gonna give it to Slim. You got any shout outs, man, before we roast your boy?
Shout out to my boo, Slim. Oh, forgot that.
Slim.
Oh. Yeah, I'm just
saying.
Anywho, fuck the masturbators. No, I'm just playing. Not playing. Shout out to everybody who tuned in, because without y'all, we would be nothing. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, to your mama, to your grandma, to your pastor. Tune in. Follow me on Twitter at Slim_me. Check out my bio. Follow everybody in my bio. You can also check out at Mass_debaters. And the whole team is in there as well. Check us out on Mondays. Hey, tune in tomorrow night to Grindheart at midnight Eastern time, 11 Central time. I will be a guest host for their ladies' night. So check me out.
Our guest for tonight, Slave, man, my boy Slave Snacks, man. You got the shout out to my brother quick.
Man, my name is I'm Saving Ho. You wanna Instagram me, fuck out of here, cause I don't know you, so you might check up my fucking damn life and shit. I'm about to keep roasting this dude, that's little underscore kid guy.
Yeah, please.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on a hatch with him, so I can tell you for that shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to chill on him right now, but I can read my tweets, though, see what's crack on this nigga. All right,
though, I can't wait. All right, man.
Nigga living in a
second. I think that's it, though. I'm going to give my few shout-outs, man. Shout-outs to DeAndre for having that honeycomb face. But shout out to everybody else on the timeline, man.
Bro, dude look like Karan Butler though.
Oh shit.
Hell yeah, man. Shout out to everybody on the timeline. Shout out to all our loyal fans, man. It's our fifth season. We're gonna keep it going. And shout out to the whole Grindheart family, man. I gotta shout them out about every time, man, cause they put us on. Shout out to Collar Park Radio, man. Y'all go get them every Friday and Saturday. Shout out to Grindheart Radio. They got Ladies Night tomorrow, so tune in to the same number tomorrow at 11 o'clock p.m. if y'all want to do Ladies Night for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Slim will be on that show, so make sure y'all check that out.
Nigga got on a Sean John sweater.
Yeah, and that's about it, man. We're going to get into this banger real quick. Since your boy spitting on bars, he's from the West Coast, we finna get into this Kendrick Lamar. It's called Mad City featuring MC8. You know, I might cut it off a little quick for the Lost Tapes, but yeah, your boy Kendrick, he's going off on this. Shout out to DeAndre, boy. We finna get you. He got a shotgun, though. So, all right, let's go. Mad City.
If I rose in Crips all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yak, 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 yak.
Man down, where you from, nigga? Fuck who you know, where you from, my nigga? Where your grandma stay, huh, my nigga? This mad city, I run, my nigga.
Brace yourself, I take you on a trip down memory lane. This is not a rapper, I'm slinking crack or moon cognac. This is cul-de-sac and plenty cognac and major pain. Not the drill sergeant, but the stress that weighing on your brain. It was me, El Boogie, yeah, why she lucky? Ride down Rosecrans, it got ugly, waving your hand out the window, check yourself. Warriors and Conan's, hope euphoria can slow dance with society. The driver's seat, the first one to get killed. Seen a light-skinned nigga with his brains blown out. At the same birth, a sandwich, same gout. Now this is not a tape recorder saying that he did it, but ever since that day, I was looking at him different. That was back when I was nine, Joey packed a nine, pack a stand on every porch is fine. We adapt to crime, pack a van with four guns at a time. With the sliding door, fuck it's up, fuck you shooting for. If you ain't walking up, you fucking punk, picking up the fucking pump, picking up you sucker, sucker, dick or die, a sucker punch, a wall of bullets coming from. AKs, ARs, AR, duck, that's what mama said when we was eating every lunch. Oh man, goddamn, all hell broke loose. You killed
killed my cousin back in 94. Fuck your truce. Now crawl your head in that noose. You wind up dead on the noose. Ain't no peace treaty, just peace and BGs up to pre-approve. Bodies on top of bodies, IVs on top of IVs. Obviously the coroner between the sheets like the Aussies. When you hop on that trolley, make sure your color's correct. Make sure your corporate or they'll be calling your mother collect. They say the governor collect all of our taxes success. When we in traffic and tragic happens, that shit ain't no threat. You moving backwards if you suggest that you sleep with a tech. Go buy your chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Matt City.
Bend down. Where you from, nigga? Fuck who you know. Where you from, my nigga? Where your grandma stay, huh, my nigga? This Matt City, I run, my nigga.
If I rose in prison, I got along. They probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yak, yak, yak.
Yeah, that's what it is. That was that Mad City, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to cut off a little quick for your Kendrick Lamar fans. Y'all know the song go a little longer, but yeah, we had to make it good for the lost tapes. You know what I'm saying?
True that.
Yeah. True. Yeah. That nigga hairline is worse than mine. Yes, sir. Like I see it.
That nigga got a Patrick Willis tape.
Let me click on back on this goddamn shit real quick before everybody get on his ass. Because Slay, I feel sorry for him because Trizzy and Slay finna get on his ass. I know the comparison pictures are coming. So let me go ahead and get my piece in. As it is, I'm done. Hold on, what did he get, man?
That nigga eyebrow sticking in T Rex bones.
Thank you,
this nigga face look like the back of a racer car. I'm mad, bro. Number two pencil head ass nigga.
This nigga like the nose pointy as fuck, though.
I ain't gonna lie. I bet that nigga own a pair of Reebok Classics car.
That nigga look like he in jail in that picture, though.
This nigga still got the Lil Kim lollipop poster in his room, car. Damn, bro.
That nigga look crazy as fuck in that picture, though. Let me see.
That nigga look like somebody just friend-zoned his ass, cuz. Man. Fuck told this nigga try and roast. These niggas, I swear to God, bro.
That nigga look like Forrest Gump partner. That black dude on Forrest Gump. Shrimp, gumbo shrimp, pink shrimp face ass. I forgot that nigga name, though. He look like that nigga.
Oh,
that nigga look like one of the cone heads. This is for your boy _kid_i. No, it's it _k_i_d. Yep,
right.
That nigga tried to be slick.
Hey, I told him he looked like I-20, cuz. Nigga.
Nigga look like iRobot.
Yeah, he do look like one of them robots off iRobot. Nigga look like a dildo, though. I don't know what the fuck wrong with this nigga.
Wayne Brothers.
Fuck ass nigga. Oh, I can't say these niggas. Run look like Mr. Potato Head when all his parts break. Well, man, I'm telling you, this nigga came at me on today. While I'm wildin' out with y'all, this nigga crazy.
Wait, Trizzy. Hold on. this nigga Trizzy said, run, you might hang up after this. And this nigga Trizzy said the nigga look like Boris Diaw.
All right, I'm out. Hey, guys, stop the show.